We're being joined now by Twin Cedars football coach Mark Ford as the Sabres lose the season opener in week zero on Friday night, 60-0. And coach, we were talking before we went on here, and seems like things were going according to plan, but you just couldn't get the defense off the field at times. Is that kind of the theme of the game last night?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. We would hold them the first three plays, and next thing you know, they'd break loose for a long one. And the running back, Breckenklatt, he is an amazing running back. He was just hard to stop. We had a game plan to stop him, and it was working. And it just it didn't work in our favor.
Well, let's talk about some of the bright spots you had. You said things were going to game plan for you initially. What was working early on?
Well, our defense, we went over gap control, and it was working. And then we did have a couple injuries, nothing serious, but having to change personnel around, I think, kind of affected us. Our offense, we did have some bright spots on offense, I thought. I think a running attack did all right, but our pass, I was really happy with our passing, especially towards the end of the game. It came around, and there towards the end, we was moving the ball a lot better. But just too late in the game.
As far as guys that were that you thought stood out on your team, is there any that really was that you caught your eye last night?
Braxton Davis, he was rotated in and out at several different positions. He ran some tailback. He had to run quarterback and some linebacker, and I really liked how he ran the ball. Gavin Clark on defense, Judd Berry running the ball. They're the ones that stood out the most to me.
Defensively, we talked about, the not getting off the field. Second half, was it better, even though they probably had a sizable lead on you?
Yeah, I thought we did a lot better job, especially towards the end of the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter. We moved the ball a lot better. I think the team was starting to figure some things out. Cole and Esco, they had a fantastic line. They had some big boys, and they were fast. They had a pulling guard. I mean, it was easy to read the play. Every time he pulled, whatever direction he pulled, that's the direction the play was going, and we just couldn't stop him.
Talking to Mark Ford, Twin Cedars football coach on 92.1 KRLS. After week zero, you got that one game under your belt. What are some things you are trying to work on this week for your upcoming game?
I'm definitely going to work on our blocking more, our tackling. I want to work a lot more this week on our tackling, because we're not wrapping up the way that I like to see them wrap up and tackle. We had too many missed tackles, and we're just going to forget about this game, work on the things that need worked on, and move on to the next game, one game at a time. That's the way we're going to take it. We're not going to look clear ahead. We're just going to prepare for the next game and go from there.
You got Lamoni coming in for your home opener. What do you know, if anything, about Lamoni?
I remember last year they had I think when I look back at stats, it was 0-0 first quarter, and it was close going into half, and then they had Ambrose Savage, I think his name was. He broke loose for all kind of yards and just pretty much ran anywhere he wanted to the second half on us. So definitely going to be keying on him. But we had a lot of yardage against them, so I know we can move the ball against them.
All right, well, best luck to you next week. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Mark Ford, Twin Cedars football coach, back after this on 92.1 KRLS.